You are listening to KODX 96.9 FM Seattle, coming to you from the heart of the University District here in Seattle, Washington. It is 2 o'clock. Coming up next, Rising Up with Sonali.
That's Mike McCormick, co-founder of KODX. Gives some insight on his station about what KODX provides that other stations may not in regards to serving their communities, as well as his engagement with other organizers.
As far as I know, we're the only low-power FM station in Seattle that is specifically focusing entirely on news and public affairs programming. So although we do play some music, that won't be our primary focus. And the other thing is that we're looking at, for the long haul, working with grassroots community groups here that, as far as I know, across the U.S. or even worldwide, hasn't been done in the past, or at least hasn't been done successfully in the past. So we're really excited about that. So that's what makes us unique. We have reached out to about a dozen local community organizations that have been doing work in the greater Seattle area over the last couple decades, and asked them if they would be interested in producing a regular show for the radio station. So far, we've gotten 10 groups that signed on that are interested in that. So we're hoping that will be a viable forum for them to reach out both to their current constituents as well as new people that wouldn't have been familiar with their organization already.
Shiloh Jama, the executive director of the People's Harm Reduction Alliance, is one of these 10 groups who will have a radio show with KODX in the coming future.
I'm going to be part of several people who have going to have a radio show in there called 321. What we want to do is really have a community conversation and really have voices that aren't necessarily in the media. So, for example, one of the shows we're planning is on homelessness in Seattle, and we are going to interview lots of homeless folks about the services they want and need, and not necessarily what the activist or what the city council says they need. And it'll be in their own words, so we can start talking about what their wants and their needs are and how they see the city changing.
Lisa Al-Hakim is the Director of Operations of the People's Harm Reduction Alliance, who will also be a part of the radio show 321. She says she hopes that this show will change the way people are talking about homelessness in Seattle.
So my hope is that we can actually have people who have experienced homelessness actually come onto the show and actually state the facts and, like, be real about it. So we can stop this, all this talk that's not based in fact, that's based in fear, and people are just sort of ramping into this, like, crazy frenzy, you know. And so I'm hoping that it can ground that conversation in fact and in actually trying to learn about people's experiences instead of being scared.
With a regular show, Lisa hopes that 321 will give listeners a better understanding about the homeless issue in Seattle. She says there has been a lot of negativity from people who live in the community who have not had experience with homelessness, and that it's just a way to instill fear into others. In the future, Mike says that they want to expand their local content.
We're looking at actually getting the different organizations that agreed to do regular shows. We're looking forward to getting them in the studios and producing their show regularly. Several of those groups are actually focusing on homelessness issues, and we're looking at continuing to give significant focus and emphasis on issues affecting the homeless. And I suspect we're going to be covering homelessness and all the different facets that interrelate with it for decades to come.
Lisa and Shiloh both say that KODX will be a great platform to bring their own unique perspective to a very large area of people.
It's going to be great to have a platform where we can get sort of the facts out there, get personal experiences, you know, out there. People are going to be able to actually know what's really going on.
It's going to be about what's happening in the communities and in the neighborhoods, and less about the, you know, sexier issues, and we want to dig deeper into those issues and why homelessness exists in Seattle, and is there room left for working class families and working class communities in the city? I think those are the conversations that we intend to have.
Reporting for Yuta Bothell, Community Radio Journalism News, this is Sydney Vanwell.